You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network. Dead Alive, when there's a point that the intestines are trying to chase this guy, like the intestines of somebody are zombified, and it has like a little weird, like its colon that sort of has a face, and that's what the monster from this movie basically is.
No, you know what it is? It's some squid that I'm going to eat later because I'm starving.
You're just like, calamari.
Me and the Japanese guy are going to eat that squid later.
The whole movie, her stomach is just growling. Like, you sure look tasty.
It looked like a flatworm.
Yeah. It looks like a crossbeard. A flatworm and an octopus, and it's kind of like,
and Donald Trump's soul.
It's the same kind of like that floaty squiddy thing has been kind of omnipresent in this like last like 17 years of monster design.
But this thing was really like an octopus. Like
yes, it moved like
in so many like it was an octopus.
It was octopus-y, yeah. But with, like,
octopus-y
flagellums and
well, when you see,
wing-ish type things. Flatwormy wings.
When you see the footage of, like, you know, you're like, oh, it's an octopus. It's a thing with a big head and lots of legs. And then you see it, like, you know, stuff itself into a fucking thimble. You're like, oh, God, those things are really fucking agile. They can go through, like, a pinhole.
But it's really,
that's what this is doing.
It's really inappropriate for us to talk about Jake Gyllenhaal this way.
He does have a big head.
And he's an invertebrate.
It's a huge noggin.
It's just huge.
But he's so cute.
This is the movie Life, directed by Daniel Espinosa, who, I guess he's from Denmark, so nobody here knows who he is.
Espinosa?
He did Easy Money, which is a pretty solid little foreign film known as Snabba Cash over there, but it is accessible. It was even on Netflix for a while.
Yeah, he also did Child 44.
Child 44, which I don't know if I watched.
You probably should have.
Should I have?
Yeah, it's not.
Fair enough. Here, this is a crew of famous pretty people in space. Jake Gyllenhaal, Rebecca Ferguson, Ryan Reynolds.
In order of prettiness.
Yeah, Hiroyuki Sanada.
Hiroyuki Sanada.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ariane Bakar and Olga. I'm not even going to try this.
Diarrhea.
Now, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Russian lady.
What? Did you get it, Bo?
Yeah. Divotshnaya.
Oh, yeah. Bo got it.
Yeah, of course he did.
What? I like pronouncing weird things.
Yeah, go back for your work.
What alleged you for?
Should go back and work for Trump, Rusky.
Columbia Pictures.
This is like my greatest nightmare right now. I'm having an invasion of the body snatchers moment. Anyway, so they're all on the International Space Station. It's the nearish, very nearish future. Yes.
Like next year.
It's 30 years.
How did he remember?
They reference Americans being involved in a war in Syria, so it was obviously last year.
Yeah.
But it could have happened way beforehand. I don't know. Anyway,
they've got holograms on the ISS, and apparently someone along the way decided they all needed a room full of sleeping chambers, which makes no sense.
Yeah, well, you know,
where they sleep.
Yeah,
but you can sleep anywhere in the ISS. You just need like a bag.
You need to be strapped in though.
Yeah, strapped in. But those are cooler looking.
You don't. Yeah, you don't need like pods.
But you.
I need a pod. Everyone needs a pod.
I know.
Yeah,
you need
the reason they don't send pods up or anything along those lines is that they. Take up space.
Take up space, exactly.
But there's so much space in space.
Space in the rockets. you're talking about shifting something bulky up, and the ISS, this version of the ISS is clearly a long way along.
Yes. Yeah.
Much larger ISS.
Much larger. It's been up for a while, as they established. There are like several cycles of people have already gone through this. They established Jake Gyllenhaal has just broken the record recently for being the longest guy ever continuously.
Yeah, he's been up there for
but he's not that long.
He's what?
No.
No.
That's Jake Long. But apparently the toilets haven't changed.
Yeah, toilets.
Nope.
Exactly. There's really about as good as space toilets are going to get.
Like my toilet at home.
Until they figure out the whole zero-G thing.
That is the big problem.
Yeah. Yeah, the poop is going to touch your butt. There's just nothing for it.
No, it's not that. It's the gravity actually helps it leave your butt.
Yeah, I see. So but you
where
really
do they discover from the closing credits of the Man on a Mission documentary?
Oh, jeez. I didn't want to know that.
No,
I knew this
now.
Was in
your head.
I didn't know gravity helped you poop.
And this, yeah. Isn't that the movie that your boss was in?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, let me just ask my boss tomorrow how accurate this movie is.
What was it like? How hard did you have to strain to poop, boss?
But that's like, there was
length in the closing credits of the documentary. It's disturbing.
But Bob's Burgers just did an episode about that where they have like a lady astronaut, and every question is, how do you poop in space? How do you pee in space? How do you poop in space? How do you pee in space?
I still feel like I don't really know, though.
Well, but this movie is more about the important pooping question. How do you fight gelatinous monsters?
Exactly. Here they've like gone through a lot of trouble after a lander on a Mars mission grabbed samples. It got knocked off course. They've gone to a lot of trouble to go out and grab it dangerously. And they get it. Yay, everybody celebrate.
Yay, end of movie.
It's
another thing that is kind of an eyebrow raiser, because I was like, why is Ryan Reynolds sticking a spacewalk to do the automatic
I'm not even sure
thing?
Why he was out there at
yeah,
all.
They didn't really do a good job of sewing no. that up, why he had to be out there. But it certainly looked heroic.
It gave him a heroic moment.
Yes.
And it's Ryan Reynolds. That's what he does. It was in the script. Where's my heroic moment?
It's true. If only he could have had more wisecracks.
So they get the samples back only to find that, yes, they've found the elusive life, single-celled organism that is not only, but it's in suspended animation, you know, they're like, well, it's not dead, but we can't figure out how to bring it back to life. They bring it back to life. Yay! It's
yay! Supposed, with have, sugar!
But yeah, with sugar, with glucose.
That's how I become
I know, me
awake
too.
And
in
alive.
The morning, that's yeah. the only thing that gets me not to be a unicellular organism. And they're like, okay, this is amazing, right? Because it's first proof that there is life outside of Earth. There's something else. Problem, what?
That thing is horrible.
The problem isn't getting it to be alive.
Of
the problem
course.
Is getting it to stop being bigger and stop being more alive.
Killing and,
yeah, it's,
and strangling.
It keeps yeah. getting bigger and bigger.
Oddly enough, aliens act just like we've been acting towards planet Earth.
And at first it's just like, hey, you want to be friends?
Oh, I like how it like reaches out for a hug.
Yeah, but yes. they make the problem of overstimulating it, and then it's like, oh, is that how it's going to
be? That's like children.
And then the next thing you know, there's weird flagellum-ish alien flying around the ship, and everybody's running and screaming, and yes.
Well, they're floating and screaming.
And floating and screaming, yes. Yeah. And the other problem being, this thing isn't just some dumb thing. Somehow it's also pretty intelligent, and it just wants to survive.
Its body is basically one combination, like, mouth, muscle, and sensory organ, and brain.
Yeah.
All in one. It's a multitasker.
And as it gets bigger, it gets uglier.
And smarter.
Like me.
Like, well, let's not go that far.
No, I'll go ahead and say it. It's fine. It's fine. It's true. We all know it. Anyway, I think, like, this movie, which runs at a relatively tight 103 minutes, is definitely to some extent cribbing from Alien. I mean,
oh yeah, no,
say that yeah,
yeah. The it's not note for note, but the concept is completely the same. It's let's do the haunted house in space.
Yeah, the main conceit difference seems to me the being a. This definitely feels more like an ensemble piece than Alien did, which focused much tighter in some ways from the halfway point on Sigourney Weaver's character.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
I think you have to go
back and
rewatch
Alien
again.
It's also like this turning around the major issue going, okay, it's not enough to survive. That's secondary to the fact we need to make sure this thing doesn't land on Earth.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
if it does, then Sony can go ahead with their Venom spinoff movie of Spider-Man. Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody wants that. It still could be what's happening here.
It's not.
It
no,
could be what's
no,
happening.
It's not.
It could be.
put down the keyboard, step away from
Reddit. I'm saying it could be.
Sorry, Geeky.
They saw Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane, and said, we could do that. Oh, shit, we forgot to put something in the movie that actually says that's what we were doing.
Step away, crackhead.
I'm just saying.
We're okay.
Hey, I still haven't seen that movie.
What?
So no spoilers.
10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah.
It involves Cloverfield.
Yes.
Oh.
There are monsters in it. Maybe.
I mean, I think I liked this a good deal. I don't think I liked it quite as much as a lot of people I heard talking about it. It was scary. For sure. This does have some really scary points. I thought the effects are very well done. The creature itself is ooky and cool.
Ooh, it's all slimy.
You know, I guess I liked best that aspect of the whole, like, we need to make sure that this never gets to Earth part of it than I did even more the just we need to survive this thing.
Which is built into the plot all the way through. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things I really liked about it is the plot is actually, from that point of view, quite understated. You know, they're doing their job. They've been up there long enough, they don't have to explain it to anybody. And that's probably where it's closest to Alien, is that truckers in space don't need to explain to you how a gearbox works.
True.
So when you have a bunch of scientists going, okay, how do we stop this thing from getting to Earth? They already have the protocols in place.
Yes. That's one thing.
Constant use of the term firewall. It's like, well, what do we do when this firewall?
That's one thing I really liked about this movie, because I was really scared that it was going to do the same thing that Prometheus did, which is that scientists, quote unquote, acting really fucking stupid when it comes to the xenomorphs.
They clearly did.
Yeah, they did not do that.
Okay, let's watch Prometheus. Every stupid thing they do is what we avoid doing here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a much sharper script. And I mean, one thing that you really have to say about it, you know, is the cinematography is extraordinary. We are in the age of the post-gravity science fiction film. I think that has set a level that if you want to be taken seriously, you have to reach. And this applies that same sense of design and ethos and what a contemporary hard SF space film will look like, and applies it to the horror sci-fi genre. The first four shots are all amazing in completely different ways. I mean, there's one that is just, the first is just this gorgeous long shot composition.
Yeah, going through the whole ship and
then you have this one, which is
character.
Like an amazing, straight from Tarkovsky in its ambiguity. And then, that's the fourth shot is the 10-minute long single take. This is a masterpiece when it comes to laying out how to put together something that is visually striking. It carries that all the way through.
It uses that to establish the space, so we really understand the space these people are in, how it works, how it locks together, the way the rooms connect. It does a great job of doing that while also making you feel kind of isolated and like a hyper-aware effect. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that's Earth all the way down there?
Yes.
Shit.
Yes, there was definitely... So there's... I can't remember the expression, but there's a term that apparently only people who have ever been to space can understand. It's the feeling of looking down or looking at Earth, because there is no down, from space. Mm-hmm. And you get a little bit of a sense of that during a couple scenes. And I think the real-ish aspects of this movie are great. My biggest complaint was the creature effects, the special effects, the CGI on the creature. It just wasn't doing anything for me. It was icky, but it looked too much like an octopus. It wasn't scary.
You're not scared of octopus?
I love octopi.
They kind of scare me.
Octopu.
Especially at how smart they are. I'm like, fuck those.
Yeah, they're smart, but I think they should have taken a note from Alien, which is don't show the creature. Keep it hidden. Keep it away from our like, you know, we look at it and we see a creature that could exist on Earth. I want my imagination to run wild. So I think going through it, looking at it as a, hey, this is definitely a possible future, was great. But the horror aspect wasn't there for me.
You didn't find it scary?
I found it, I was very nervous throughout it, but I wasn't scared.
Okay. I mean, just the sheer amount of horror I've watched over the years takes a lot for me to even so much as jump. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think in general, a film rarely do I even feel really nervous during a horror film.
It's a very suspenseful film.
Yeah.
And I definitely think, like, I thought there was, you know, at least two moments at the end that were very horrific. I mean, strictly from the word. But I do agree that I thought the character design was weak just because it's not something that I haven't seen before. I'm waiting for, you know, monster design needs to pick it up. There needs to be a paradigm shift, because nothing has been really new for the last, you know, 10 years or so, and I need something a little bit more interesting if you're going to spend that much time showing me the thing.
Yeah.
I was okay with that, because, you know, it felt more real. If you'd have put something like the Xenomorph in there, then that comes with a particular...
I'm not necessarily saying that either.
Looking at here is something you go, this is plausible, and that's part of it, of why it's, you know, supposed to work.
I think you can do that and still do something new. It just requires a really good designer.
I wonder if they asked, you know, biologists... Like, what would a life form with such and such properties look like? And that's what they kind of came up with. Because I think from my total layman's point of view, stayed true to the science of it. And I wonder if they were trying to stay true to that. And because we're so used to, like, giant, crazy Cloverfield monsters and that kind of thing... We're not really impressed by "quote unquote" real life.
Yeah, I was just expecting you to go. They go, so what would this look like? And they shrugged, and directors looked at each other and said,
"A blob,
octopus,
definitely an octopus." I read that article online where it said octopuses are aliens.
I was kind of surprised at points when they could have switched over to practical, and I thought it would have been more effective, mm-hmm. especially when the thing's actually wrapping around some of them. That they didn't choose to do that, because those are the moments it seemed most clear that you're looking at a CG creation and not a physical thing. But when it's flying around the ship, it looks great, I thought. The mm-hmm. more detail we see of this thing, the better I like it. Because at those moments, they're like, okay, now we have to go all out and really render this thing well. And it looks really cool. The bigger it gets, the cooler looking it gets as it continues to evolve more details. And it does ask the question, how far would this thing go? There's a point in the film where it almost looks like it's trying to ape a human face
yes.
in some degree.
Yes.
You're not, it never really gets like to the point where it's where yeah. we're sure...
I want to go out of my way to stress there wasn't anything that I hated about the design. Mm-hmm. I just didn't find it particularly impressive.
Right. It wasn't silly. We didn't laugh at it. It was just not surprising.
Well, Sarah, keep going to your final thoughts.
I think this is a great hard science fiction piece. I think it's something that we might look back on in, you know, like 20 years and be like, oh, this is technology from like 5 years ago or something like that. It's a very nerve-wracking movie for sure. And there's a lot of closing doors. So
that's true. There's a lot of scenes of doors closing.
If I ever become an astronaut, the first thing I'm going to practice is closing doors. Because that's going to be very important.
Closing doors quickly.
Yeah, closing doors quickly. And I'm definitely, like, I was definitely watching this and thinking, I'm going to talk to the one person I know who's been to the International Space Station about this and see what he thinks. I think it's an enjoyable film, especially if you like science fiction. Some parts are a little slow. The beginning might be a little slow if you're, you know, used to something a little splashier, but I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 limbs that don't work, so you go to space.
Bo?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a really good year, you know, good couple of years for hard sci-fi, and I think this is a good addition to the canon. Like you pointed out, it's a cover song at best, but it's a really good cover song. Sometimes you hear one that you like just as much as the original. You know, I wouldn't put this up in Aliens League, or Alien apostrophe S League. I did enjoy it. I thought the scare factor was fine. You know, there were a couple of moments that put me to the edge of my seat. You know, there were a few moments towards the end where I felt some of the camera work got a little too herky-jerky. But, you know, that's not really that big of a complaint. I like the actors. I like the cast. I thought they did a good job in making a story I kind of knew, and there weren't any surprises in this. But they did a good job of making me see it again, of making me enjoy seeing it again. So, yeah, I'm going to give this, I'd say, 8.5 out of 10 rolls of duct tape.
Richard!
I thought this was a wonderfully bleak but wonderfully intelligent piece of sci-fi that for me worked, just worked consistently. I thought it did beautiful work of making you realize why each of these characters would be there. And sometimes you watch a film and you go, why would you even be there? Like, you are clearly either ill-qualified or don't want to be there. You are the Shaggy of this and nobody is offering you enough Scooby snacks. And everybody has good reason to be there. And the camaraderie between them and why that collapses, why they do what they do. And I always feel that character should drive plot. And that does it. This does it extraordinarily well. The alien is not... there's nothing magical about it. It's very practical. It's very pragmatic. It's doing what it does. It has its own motivation as well, which I think, you know, is there's no point where you go, why is any of this happening? It all happens for an absolute reason, leading to one of my favorite endings of the year. I really like the resolution. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to be upset at it because of what it does,
yeah,
not how it gets there. And I think that's a better payoff. I think this is, you know, a great addition to the genre. I think it's one of these pieces I think will be looked at more and more over the year, particularly because the trailers have made it look like a shitty piece of space sci-fi rom.
Sure.
And in fact, it is a lot more than that. I think it's been desperately unsold to the audience. For me, this is a definite 8.5 rapidly falling atmospheric pressures.
You know, like, this thing doesn't exactly... It's not reinventing the wheel, this movie. It's taking the wheel and figuring out all the minor little wonky problems with it that regularly pop up with the wheel and fixing them and tightening the bolts and going, okay, now this is how you do the wheel, probably about as good as you're going to do it without adding any extra frills. It's a very simple take on this type of like haunted house in space type story, like the alien type tale, but it all works. There's very little that they didn't think about very deeply, clearly, in trying to make sure that like they have everything covered, both in just the telling a story and making sure there aren't any ridiculous science holes or plot holes. Everything really ties together really well.
Shut your science hole.
Okay. But that being said, I still, until the end, was still kind of like, okay, this is going exactly where I expect it to all the way through. It's not really, it's doing everything what it does very well, but it's not really doing anything that surprises me, once again, until the end, which I was actually quite impressed with. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a ballsy move. Really liked it. And as Richard said earlier, this is definitely one of the bleaker films you're going to see probably this year.
Which is my definition of feel good.
Exactly. Yeah, it depends on what you feel about humanity.
Indeed.
Exactly.
But I did definitely enjoy this. I feel like I more enjoyed this on a sort of like intellectual way than I did an emotionally resonant mm-hmm. way. Like, I wasn't totally connecting with it, but the whole time I was appreciating it, going, oh, that was a good decision. Oh, that was well done. You know, it didn't quite get me as much as the characters. They give them enough detail. They're very clear about why everyone is there. I still never really felt connected to any of them either. It was never that point I was like really concerned what was going to happen for them.
That's because you're not pretty enough.
Probably not. Stupid pretty people. I hate them all.
Pretty people in space.
But I did really like this. I'm going to give it 7.5 out of 10 times. I thought to myself while this was going on, I'd watch a Deadpool in space movie.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right? Yeah. You couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.